just ask before we finish, just your tutor, Miss Benson?
It is Mrs. Lisa Benson, yes.
Could you just say a few words on how you felt these both years of students have actually gone on and what it's done for them as people?
I mean, as people, it was lovely to hear Amy say that she'd grown in confidence, because Amy was picked at the beginning, and we saw potential in her as a student to be enterprising and creative. But to listen to her saying it's improved her self-confidence is fantastic. Megan and Grace, well, they've just loved it, and they've really running around, it's given them an opportunity. I could go through every single one of them. They've all brought something to the table. And what's really nice is they've used their strengths, but also built on it. And, you know, you have been a driving force, Ollie. I think we all agree, wouldn't we? A driving force. You've been telling me what to do at times, which has been hilarious. I know. And one girl said, Miss Benson. I said, I don't mind. He's the chairperson. I don't mind. And we've worked together. And I remember somebody that's had a football field with you, or a basketball field.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about a little lad that couldn't get his taxi to one of his fixtures, and you were hatching this thought at that time, and then to see it all come through, I'm proud to be involved. Gary's done a fantastic job. He's always there. His emails back very quickly. It's just that sounding board, and he gives me the confidence to say, okay, let's have a go at it. Move on. And he came in and did it for free because the school said they wouldn't pay. And then Gary came in and said, you know what, Liz, I'll do it for free.
That's great.
So the team have really benefited. I really enjoyed it. It gives me a buzz to come to school and to do something different. So thank you.
That's a pleasure.